started this morning, this seasonal session, day one. Begin with a prayer. I'm going to ask Congresswoman Buffalo Head if she would render a morning prayer for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We ask that you look down upon the Osage people wherever they may be. We ask that you say, put your hand on the ones that are in mourning. Put your hand on the ones that are ill. Whatever their problems may be, we ask that you look down upon them. We ask that you look down upon the Osage Nation Executive Branch and the Osage Nation Legislative Branch as we do work for the people, Lord. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And have a roll call, please, for our presence.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Hamilton?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congressman Norris?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Supernaw?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Speaker Mason?
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Acknowledge we do have a quorum, and those members that are absent at this moment have since called in, and we know of their reasons. We'll move forward. Number three on our agenda is the executive message from Kahika Standing Bear.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief Red Horn, and members of the Osage Congress. This session will result in congressional appropriations for the divisions of the executive branch, for funding of our judicial branch, and for funding of the legislative branch. On behalf of the executive branch, I refer the Congress to not only the budgets we have submitted, but also to the program plan submitted to you July 15. To the July 15 Executive Branch Organizational Chart established by Executive Order 16-03 and to Executive Order 16-04, which requires Executive Branch funding for FY17 to be organized by divisions as detailed in the Executive Order. Together, these documents conform to the 25-year strategic plan, the Osage Constitution, and Osage Nation law. The executive branch has worked hard to prepare the budget and to operate the executive branch under the guidance provided by the decision of the Osage Nation Supreme Court in the landmark case of Standing Bear versus Whitehorn. The Congress cannot make laws and then carry out the very laws they make. Instead, another separate and distinct branch is to carry out the laws. And no law can precondition action or try to control the functions of any department, program, or employee of the executive branch. Likewise, the executive branch is not allowed to make the laws of the Osage Nation. For that matter, neither Congress nor the executive branch can make the laws for the operation of the Osage Mineral Estate, although the Osage Supreme Court may rule any day that laws of general application to all elected officials of the Osage Nation will apply to the Minerals Council. After the Supreme Court pronounced how we should proceed in this government, I saw it would be no easy adjustment. And thus far, this observation has been accurate. For that reason, I have been conservative in my approach to this budgeting process, even asking for official Attorney General opinions on the constitutionality of the Budget Parameter Limitations Act, and of the structuring of the executive branch FY17 funding into the divisions as set out in Executive Order 16-04. although all advisors, including legal advisors, and the staff believe our actions in the budget process were in compliance with the Osage Constitution and the laws of the Osage Nation, we now have the official Attorney General opinion number ONHE 2016-04, which verifies the organizational structure of Executive Order 16-04 as consistent with the Osage Constitution and the laws of the Osage Nation. I ask you to recall another Attorney General opinion which advises that large portions of the Budget Parameter and Limitations Act are unconstitutional. Accordingly, the budget is developed following this important guidance with the hope the Osage Congress will rewrite the laws of the Osage Nation to conform to the ruling of the Osage Nation Supreme Court. A windfall to the budget process was recently achieved by the initiatives of the Osage Nation Gaming Commission and its chair, Marshall Harlan. In cooperation with the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board and Osage Casino Management, the transfer of certain day-to-day tasks from the Gaming Commission back to the Osage casinos will increase efficiency in our security and surveillance at the casinos, keep us within the requirements of Osage law and federal laws and regulation, and save the Osage Nation budget an estimated $3.9 million for this upcoming fiscal year. This process was reviewed by no less than 5 attorneys, including the Osage Nation attorney on the Tulsa Casino and Bluestem Ranch loan. All of these attorneys found the transaction lawful and for the benefit of the Osage Nation and its casinos, and that there was no adverse effect on the loan or to the distribution to the Osage Nation of gaming funds. I made the final authorization for this process in Executive Order 16-05, which simply reversed an executive order of a previous Osage Nation principal chief. A fee-to-trust process of the recently acquired 43,000 acres is proceeding at a fast pace. In cooperation with the United States Department of the Interior, the Osage Nation has the benefit of additional surveyors assigned to the project. Federal environmental personnel are on site and in Tulsa. The massive task of review of all the land title issues has been bolstered by the commitment of the Office of the Solicitor of an additional 2 attorneys. We appreciate this unprecedented effort, and our goal is still to accomplish one of the largest fee-to-trust transactions in a matter of mere months instead of the normal 2 or more years. This session, I am requesting this Congress to amend our gaming LLC laws to have some return of investment from all these Osage LLCs. We all know businesses can lose money, but after all these years and tens of millions of dollars invested in Osage LLCs, has there ever been $1 returned to the Osage Nation Treasury? There needs to be a middle ground between no return on investment and some other alternative. The Congress has the time this session to address this serious shortcoming in Osage law. We are glad to report that over $1.93 million remains in the Osage Treasury, which was never appropriated during this fiscal year. This is not unspent program money. This is tribal money never encumbered by legislative appropriation. In addition, we have $2.9 million from carryover money from fiscal year 2015. How this money will be used is going to be the subject of your activities in the next few weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the legislative message by Archie Mason. It is my honor and privilege to address you one and all. Kahika Standing Bear, Kahika Owata Redcorn, members of this Osage Nation Congress, those of you sitting in the gallery and those listening in, this is another historic beginning, the beginning of the 2016 CISO session. This Congress assures our people that we will do our due diligence with the mindset of justice, fairness, compassion, and respect for and protection of child, elder, all fellow beings, and self, acknowledging our ancient tribal order. We do so with a unique and peculiar government that is accountable to the Osage citizen whom we serve. We honor our oath. This Congress will meet, will coordinate, communicate, question, discover, and seek the best decisions we feel are good for our people and our nation. We will collect and disseminate and utilize all information available to us in our decision-making processes. That is to say, our Osage Nation legislative processes. These considerations will be scrutinized, clearly evaluated, and with clear congressional intent, leading us to a final vote. We do so with very capable, experienced legislative committee members, committee chairs, which expresses to all a truly experienced legislative body. This relatively new and maturing government is advancing into the back half of this decade, and does so with continued enthusiasm and learned experiences. This Congress is ready and willing to begin this CISO session, and under keen eyes of our people as well as it should be. We encourage our people and all those in this government to contact us with your compliments, your complaints, and your suggestions towards betterment of the business at hand. I now wish to address the business at hand. Article 6, Section 20. The speaker in the beginning shall report legislative priorities. Article 23, Annual Budget. The Osage Nation Congress shall enact, by law, an annual expenditure of funds, which shall include an appropriation of operating funds for each branch of government for each fiscal year. Appropriations for FY 2017 is the priority of this CISO session. However, there are numerous other bills to be introduced this session, and all are important pieces of legislation sponsored by individual members of this Congress who have sincere goodness for our people. Considerations and thoughtful explorations of all these important pieces of legislation are priorities of each individual member of this unicameral body of government. Article 5, Section 2. "The legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government shall be separate and distinct. The annual budget shall not exceed projected revenues, $47,330,000 per ONCR 1625 is the total amount of money available for considerations by this Congress for FY 17. This amount has been given me this morning. Our next 23 days of session will be busy and full of agreements and disagreements, and that is government. Negotiations, lobbying, solutions, closures, and voting. No one in this room desires dissension. We all are servants to our people. This servitude is honorable and gratifying, allowing us to fulfill our oath. We must hold on to our dignity, respect, honor, and maintain an Osage order. And we do this with the help and guidance of our Father God. Desirable outcomes of this CISO session are forthcoming and, of course, attainable. I want to take a moment before my closure to express our sincere gratitude to all the employees of this great nation. Thank you for your dedicated daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly service to our Osage people. You are the worker bees, the buffers, the handlers, and you deliver services to our people in all kinds of situations. Godspeed and thank you. Now then, this Congress has important things to do this day one. We shall begin another journey into another session. And we will do so with open eyes, open ears, and open hearts. We will get to an appropriation for FY 2017. To you, the members of Congress, I'm excited to work alongside you, to voice, and most importantly, listen, knowing we shall accomplish our legislative tasks for this CISO session. Come on. Now then, we go to work. Number five on our agenda is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, Chief Standing Bearer, Assistant Chief Redcorn. The Appropriations Committee met four times that I can recall in August, and paid specific attention to the form or format of the 2017 budgets. We've received at least three different sets of budgets, including as recently as September 1st. The committee was not able to come up with a specific recommendation at this time, at this date, as to the proper form for the appropriation bills that will contain those budgets. It was felt by the Appropriations Committee that we needed more time. We sensed that there was a rush to try to get this done for today, because that's been our practice, be ready for the first day of CISO session. This is a unique, and perhaps unprecedented, approach to budgeting in the wake of the Supreme Court decision, the Attorney General's opinions, which were referenced by Chief Standing Bearer. Later today, an Appropriations Committee meeting is scheduled immediately following session, and I invite all of the Congress to attend. as important decisions will be made, and we need everyone's input, so we've got the strength and unity to proceed forward. One of the other points of interest that were discussed, and as per ONCA 1652 and ONCR 1625 in the spring, had to do with essentially keeping track of the 2017 projected revenue. There were some amendments to that, both in the area of program and other income, and also on health clinic third-party income. And the congressional clerk was kind enough to get these stamped in and deposited or placed at your seat so that she could have that as a frame of reference. By resolution, this Congress approved an FY 2017 revenue, but these represent updates. And so as of August 30th, new projections have been provided. We can see casino distribution is the same, tax commission the same, program and other income have increased some. The health clinic third-party income, the projected revenue from the third-party income increased. It was $1.8 million and now it's $3.1 million, which essentially represents the fact that the clinic plans to recover more third-party billings in their second year of operation, which I believe they are to be commended for. And so those amounts were increased. We also had IDC pool reported to us under the heading of projected revenue. A new item that was on our projected revenue listing. Please be reassured that we will not count this amount twice when it comes time to adding up our total of our 2017 budgets, particularly as regards whether we're exceeding 95% or 100% of 2017 projected revenue. So with this information, we have recommended that the projected revenue report be amended to read enterprise distribution unchanged, tax commission unchanged. Program and other income was increased now to include the increase for the third-party billings as well as other changes. And there's a detailed piece attached to that that outlines where the program and other income came from. As you can see, there's a number of different items that are represented for that. Investment income remains unchanged, and permanent fund, we chose to continue to list there. Chief Standing, where it feels like that needs to be made mention of and to be included as part of funds that could be accessed, but technically it's my opinion that it's not part of 2017 projected revenue. It's been appropriated, available to spend, but not new revenue. So our total tribal projected revenue was $51,356,000. And I believe the amount that was approved in the spring was $47 million. The increase was secondary to the third-party billings increase and the program and other income increase. The bottom number includes the permanent fund. So that's contained within the report, but technically not part of the total tribal projected revenue. One other amount I'd like to mention is our carryover amount from appropriated but unused tribal appropriations from FY 2016 that were appropriated, returned to the Treasury, or will be returned to the Treasury as being unexpended. Actually, this FY 2015. So they have been returned to the Treasury. And that amount is $2,923,000, $923.15, so $2.9 million of unencumbered carryover funds from FY 2015. It's not represented as projected revenue, but it does represent monies available to this Congress to appropriate as they see fit. Mr. Speaker, this concludes my report. There may be questions. I'd be glad to answer the questions to the best of my ability, if you think it's proper, or at another time.
And questions would be appropriate during your committee meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other select committees to report out? Moving on to number six, Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have three bills to be introduced today. Next Congress, the first one is an act to remove the safe harbor of elected officials and employees of the Osage Nation who act in reliance on the opinion of the Attorney General and to establish an alternate effective date. The second bill I have is an act to amend ONCA 1362 to include federal funding agreements, to clarify the time when a resolution of the Minerals Council is required, and to establish an alternate effective date. And the third bill I'd like to introduce today is an act to establish a Natural Resource Utilization Commission to provide for the utilization, development, and conservation of Osage Nation natural resources and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redhorn. I'm introducing ONCA 1680, an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to careers in the health industry at an early age and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Any other bills or resolutions to be introduced at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to number seven, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. I'm reading in ONCA 1673, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Please continue.
Reading in ONCA 1676, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code at 12 ONC 5.6 to require candidates requesting a recount to be present during the recount and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 1677, an act to amend 9 ONC 2-101 to change the definition of marriage.
Thank you. Just to acknowledge that ONCA 1673 will be assigned to government operations, ONCA 1676 to government operations, ON 1677 to government operations. Congresswoman Pratt, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning, Speaker, members of Congress, and those in attendance. I'm reading in ONCA 1678, an act to prohibit burning without a permit, to prohibit burning on designated fire danger days, and to establish penalties for violation.
Thank you. ON 1678 is assigned to Commerce. Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCR 1635, a resolution to require proof of tribal enrollment for artisans who claim Osage affiliation.
Thank you. ONCR 1635 is assigned to Government Operations. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Reading in ONCR 1636, a resolution to support the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in defense of their sovereign rights. Also, I would like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1636 on today's, on third reading for today's agenda.
Give me a second.
After engrossment.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Chair and entertain a motion to recess at this time for engrossment.
So moved.
Second.
So we are recessed. It's 10:30. We'll come back at 11 o'clock. We'll come back at 11.